Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of flourishing. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 92 verse 12 says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." Hallelujah. You're welcome to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifuna. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God. A humongous shout out to all our friends, well-wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. You've been our most valuable player, our real MVPs. Yes, God richly bless you for your deliberate effort and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, you should come on board the flight to exceeding fruitfulness and multiplication. Click on the share button and spread the gospel to the world. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God, empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after a short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Hallelujah, glory to God. I hope you were blessed by that beautiful song titled "Win the Lost at All Cost." Amen. You're welcome back. Here's God's word for the 24th day in the month of March 2024. Nothing means more to God than soul winning. The theme scripture is from Mark chapter 14 verse 15, and it says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for making us to be part of this glorious morning, Sunday morning, and this beautiful day that you have made. Thank you, Lord, for everything, that even for your word that you have sent, oh God. We receive your word with grateful hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. One of the greatest challenges people face with presenting gifts to highly placed individuals who do not seem to lack anything is knowing what type of gifts their intended recipients would truly appreciate and value. Interestingly, value is something personal and perhaps circumstantial. In social circles, the norms don't seem to support asking a potential recipient what type of gifts they would appreciate or value. However, when it comes to God, he makes it very simple and easy for us to know what gifts will tinkle his fancy and cause all of heaven to aspirate in holy ecstasy. In Luke chapter 15 verse 7, Jesus said, In the same way, there is more joy in heaven over one lost sinner who repents and returns to God than over 99 others who are righteous and haven't strayed away. If you didn't know the priority of God before now, please know it now. Soul winning is His number one priority. Every time you win a soul into the kingdom, you have undoubtedly given Jesus the best gift ever. The salvation of one sinner brings more joy to God and His angels than any other thing you would give or do in the kingdom of God to support those who have already been saved. So, God wants everyone who is saved to enroll in the campaign to go out where the sinners are and bring them into the boat of salvation. Soul winning is the cheapest way to win the attention of God in any area of your life. In fact, if everything seems to have failed you, try soul winning. In Proverbs chapter 11 verse 30, the Bible says, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise." In other words, when you engage in soul winning, heaven considers you a wise Christian. So, whatever else you may be doing in the church, please prioritize soul winning above all. Soul winning is so important to God that He sent His only begotten Son into the world to pay the price for the salvation of mankind. Since the price for our salvation has been paid, God doesn't want anyone to perish. However, for that divine wish to become a reality, those of us who have received God's salvation should make it a committed responsibility to tell others the good news of salvation. What is the good news? The good news is that Jesus has paid for the sins of the whole world, and God wants everyone to be saved by simple faith in Christ, without imputing their sins against them. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, Apostle Paul puts it this way, "For God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, no longer counting people's sins against them, and He gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation." Beloved, God has committed His message of reconciliation to you personally. What would you do about it? As we celebrate Easter in remembrance of the sufferings of Jesus, His excruciating death on the cross, and His triumphant resurrection, let us make Him happy by presenting the most valuable gifts to Him, at least one soul during this Easter season. Indeed, if you are wholeheartedly committed to this great commission, which gladdens the Father's heart, He too will become unwaveringly committed to whatever gladdens your own heart. Make soul winning your priority, and God will cause you to make lasting impact and excel on all fronts, because nothing means more to God than soul winning. Shalom. Let us pray. So, believers, say after me, "Dear Heavenly Father, I'm committed to doing what pleases You. Since soul winning is Your number one priority, I'm committed to making it my number one priority henceforth. So help me to remain true to it in Jesus' name." And we all say, Amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. Oh Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with Your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe He died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank You, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you have entered into a Father-Son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Port Harcourt, River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokota, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen.
Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Phil Thompson singing Constant Mercy. I'm still your host, your friend, and beloved brother, Alex Afamefale. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
Mercies are falling, and the shadow of your goodness follows me. In my darkest valleys, when evil surrounds me, I will not fear. Your presence is here, it's over me. Constant mercies, unrestrained. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your grace. Great is your grace. Unabandoned, new each day. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your grace. Great is your grace.
At the dawn of morning,
say mercies are falling.
As your grace and mercy rest.
in mercies unrestrained. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your grace. Great is your grace.
Come on, help us out. haven't failed me yet.
Sing tomorrow.